Hello, Theology and Raw listeners. What you're about to hear is a short teaser episode of a Patreon-only podcast that I recorded on the two topics of Jordan Peterson and parenting. These two topics are completely unrelated. I just decided to record them both into one episode. In the first segment, I talked about the pros and cons of Jordan Peterson. In the second segment, talked about some random thoughts that I have on parenting. And what you're going to hear in this short teaser episode has to do with the fourth pro that I talk about with regard to Jordan Peterson, which is also the first con. I hope you enjoy this short episode. If you'd like to support the show and receive episodes like this short teaser, you can go to patreon.com/theologyintheraw. And if you support the show, you can receive episodes like this and many others like it.
He's a fighter. He's willing to stand, to publicly stand up for truth. And by truth, I mean what he would see as truth. And I think there's a lot of capital T truth in what he says. So I think it's a good thing. And he's willing to take a lot of hits, and he's willing to go very, very public and not back down intellectually from ideas being thrown around. So I think that's a fourth pro. I want to give you some cons. Number one, he's a fighter. It's the same one as the fourth pro. He's a fighter, which means he doesn't always have the best tone. I think sometimes he hurts his case when he not just addresses something intellectually wrong and does so very well. I think sometimes he uses his tone can be unnecessarily demeaning, or maybe demeaning might be too strong, but just has an edge to it that can sometimes be unhelpful. For instance, when he was caught up in this debate about gender pronouns and all this, I mean, while I agreed with him on many levels there, you know, he kept using words like transsexual, which most people who would be classified as transsexual would prefer the term transgender. And it's like, why not just use the term that they prefer, you know? And I've even heard in some videos you can hear in the background, stop using that term, you know? But he's going to keep fighting. He's going to fight. But sometimes I think he's going to stick to his guns when he doesn't necessarily need to. I think he could be more soft with his tone, and then his truth might be heard more by more people. But I don't know, it's being heard by a lot of people, so there you go. Number two, I think he's got a good view of sin, as I said before, but I